and welcome to Mailbox. I'm afraid I will disappoint all those who expected to find out the correct answer to the September competition question today and to hear the names of the winners. I'm sorry, but you'll need to wait until next Sunday, as the deadline only passed last night and we would not have been able to include the last-minute answers in the draw. You'll find out everything next week, including a brand new competition question. In the meantime, thank you for all those letters and reception reports you've been sending in over the last week. This one came from Ted Schurzinger from New York.
I've continued to enjoy listening to your programs. I very much liked the archival program on your 70th anniversary, but unfortunately I forgot to take down a reception report to get the special QSL card. Spotlight is also interesting, although as I mentioned to another broadcaster recently, all these tourist programs make me want to visit the places profiled. And there are so many places that would be on my list to visit that a lifetime wouldn't be enough to go to them all. I also enjoy the offbeat items you have on Magazine. On an internet bulletin board I visit regularly, another of the posters is the police chief in a small town in Iowa. And so every time weird crime stories come up, somebody or another is bound to post them for the police chief. I find that your Magazine program is an excellent source for crime stories none of the other posters have heard so far. Now, if I can just get them to listen to Radio Prague.
Another reception report came from Brian Kendall, who listens to us in the United Kingdom.
This email is to mainly thank you for covering the story behind the cunning little vixen in the last edition of Encore. I was interested in what you had to say. Next time I go to a concert featuring a Czech composer, I'll send you an email again. When I listened to Czech by Numbers today, I thought it might be helpful to have the word číslo spelt out. It would help us to connect the sound of the word with the way it's written. Just an idea. More importantly, of course, I was sorry to hear of the security alert in Prague. We've had several now in England. I hope the security forces manage to thwart any attempted outrages.
Well, let's hope everything is back to normal soon. As for spelling out the words in our Czech learning programs, we realize that it must be difficult to be able to visualize the words, but it would be very time-consuming and cumbersome to spell out even just the most important words in the program because of the complicated Czech diacritics. But you can always look up the lesson on our website with the correct spelling, complete with the diacritics. And this question was included in a reception report from Jonathan Murphy from Ireland.
I'm about to purchase a DRM receiver in a month or two, depending on when the manufacturer launches the receiver in Europe. Can you tell me what plans Radio Prague has for DRM, if any? Perhaps with the start of the new frequency schedule this coming October.
As Radio Prague director Miroslav Krupička said in a recent interview, Radio Prague certainly is planning to jump on the DRM bandwagon when it becomes a widespread standard. Limited trial operation is expected to be launched sometime towards the end of the year, but certainly not now with the beginning of the winter schedule. We'll keep you informed, of course. And Tom Lane is writing from somewhere in cyberspace in response to last week's arts.
I very much enjoyed David Vaughan's review of the Karel Kruis exhibit. One, there should be a catalogue for the show, so those of us not lucky enough to make it can see a sampling of his photos. Two, David Vaughan should not make gratuitous judgments on the ranking of Czech composers. Much as I like Dvořák, I feel Janáček is the best of the Czech composers with whom I am familiar. My admiration grows with every exposure to his work. But that's only my opinion. And in a review of photographs, I would not offer it as doctrine. Thanks again, and pardon me if I quibble.
I'm not quite sure what kind of catalogue you have in mind, but you can see a few of the photos on our website. Of course, we couldn't display the complete exhibition there. What would be the point of the exhibition then? And finally, Dick Dirksen listens to us in Canada.
I often listen to your English broadcast. For me, it's in the middle of the night, and when I can't sleep, I turn the radio on. The reason I'm writing is that I'm curious about Ian Willoughby. Is he a former broadcaster for a Canadian radio station? Which one? I would guess it was the CBC. Am I wrong? I live in Steinbach, Manitoba, in Canada. This is southeast of Winnipeg. I visited the Czech Republic, including Prague, in 2005, which has given me an added interest in listening to your broadcasts.
I'm afraid our Ian Willoughby never worked for the CBC, but you can hear his voice in Radio Prague programmes which the CBC rebroadcasts in the early morning hours. Outside Radio Prague's frequencies, Ian's reports can also be heard on Radio Prague's co-production programmes such as Insight Central Europe and Network Europe. And that's all we have time for today. No competition question this time, as the deadline for your answers has just passed, and as we said, the new question will be announced next week. Till then, thanks for tuning in, and keep those letters coming to the usual address, Radio Prague 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or english@radio.cz.
And Pavla will be back at the same time next week.